Engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth. Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the fruitless works of darkness. Rather, expose them, for it is shameful to even mention the things done by them in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord, my soul. Blessed is he who keeps faith forever, secures justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets captives free. Praise the Lord, my soul. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord raises up those who were bowed down. The Lord loves the just. The Lord protects strangers. Praise the Lord, my soul. The fatherless and the widow he sustains, but the way of the wicked he thwarts. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, through all generations. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, my soul. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Though our Lord Jesus Christ was rich, he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously every day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, who was covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, if someone should rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Awake, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. These words are addressed to us today, and I repeat them to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord, and apply them to a simple fact, a profoundly disturbing fact, about which we cannot afford to remain asleep. And it is that we are living in the midst of a Holocaust. And that Holocaust is called abortion. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead. Be healed of blindness and of apathy, and look around and see this Holocaust. There was a story that came out of Milwaukee in the 1980s. Children were, it was reported to the police, throwing stones off a bridge. And when the police got there, they saw these children had these little things that they were throwing and went up to them and said, "What are you throwing off this bridge?" And the children looked at the officer and said, "Little people." And he looked, and there in these little containers in the children's hands were little people, the bodies of babies that the children had discovered by accident in a garbage bin outside an abortion facility. Little people are being discarded all around us, are being killed in abortion facilities all around us. And brothers and sisters, there is nothing that is taking more human life than abortion. Nothing. No crime or disease or war or natural disaster or act of terrorism. Nothing claims more human lives than abortion. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. All the wars put together have not taken more lives than abortion takes in this country in a single year. All the deaths by accidents of all kinds, there are 5 times more the number of babies killed by abortion every single year. Hundreds of thousands more are killed by abortion than die every year in America from cancer or from heart disease. If you take all the deaths by homicide that occur over a year in America, we kill as many babies by abortion in one single week. And if you take all the people who have been executed by capital punishment, total up the number in all of recorded history, we kill more babies in this country in one single week than all those deaths that have ever occurred. Nothing is taking more human life than abortion. Awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to the fact, not only that this is happening, awake to the fact that you can save lives. We don't just condemn abortion. We call one another, we rouse one another to an energy and to a determination to stop it. And it has never been easier to save a life. We can just speak a word of hope, a word of awareness to those who might be so discouraged, so confused, so isolated, so desperate and alone that they feel they have to kill their child. And we can speak a word of hope to them and make them realize that there are 5 times as many pregnancy centers ready today to reach out to them and give them the help they need and give them the assistance they need and break through their loneliness and counsel them and help them to deal with their fears and help them to find medical assistance and legal advice, help them to make an adoption plan if that's what they need to do. The help is available. Help them to find a place to live, a place to stay while having that baby, job and education opportunities they can pursue while having that child. There's an entire network of assistance, people who have awakened and have risen to the occasion and are reaching out to help those who are desperate and afraid. People don't get abortions because of freedom of choice. They get them because they feel they have no freedom and no choice. And we speak into their despair. We speak into their darkness. And we say, you do have a choice, because the pro-life movement and the church are not standing in front of the world pointing fingers of condemnation. We are extending hands of help and of hope and of mercy. But that mercy is not going to reach these people who need it until you speak up. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light, and he will make you light, and he will make you the vessel of hope to save lives. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. He says these words too to those who have had abortions. In my work full-time helping to lead this national pro-life movement, I'm also privileged to be the pastoral director of the largest ministry in the world for healing the wounds of abortion, healing those who have had abortions. It's Rachel's Vineyard and also the Silent No More campaign that flows from that. We then minister every day to those who have had abortions. Some of you are listening right now. I have ministered to people who have had 5, 10, 20, 25 abortions. And to them we say, awake, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. We don't condemn them. We bring them to the peace and forgiveness and mercy of Christ for which they so long and for about which many of them have concluded is not any possible any longer for them to find. But it is. And again, you have a role in speaking that truth, in instilling that hope. Brothers and sisters, let me give you a simple phone number at which people can find both the help prior to having an abortion, in other words, an alternative to abortion, and also the help and the counseling and the peace if they have been unfortunate enough to undergo an abortion. And that is very simply 1-800-712-HELP. 1-800-712-HELP. And the website pregnancycenters.org to find the pregnancy centers, and abortionforgiveness.org to find the healing afterwards. 1-800-712-HELP, pregnancycenters.org, abortionforgiveness.org. You, just knowing those three simple pieces of information, can be the vehicle to save lives, to heal hearts and minds broken by abortion. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Do not be deceived by the words of those who try to sell an abortion as something good. But awake today to the fact that what we're talking about when we speak about abortion is not about bringing a child into the world. It's about throwing a child out of the world. It's about a child who is alive right now, living and growing in her mother's womb, whose heart is beating, but tomorrow that heart won't be beating anymore. The beautiful body of that baby that the scriptures tell us God formed wonderfully in the darkness of the womb, that body tomorrow will be in the medical waste. This is what abortion is. Not some kind of benign exercise of freedom of choice or constitutional rights or health care. It is, in the words of abortionist Warren Hearn in his medical textbook called Abortion Practice, it is dismemberment and decapitation. It is about the arms and the legs of a living child being ripped off and thrown in the garbage. Awake, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. It is about the skull, as abortionist Martin Haskell testified in court, being removed in fragments rather than as a unified piece. This is the violence of abortion. Look at it. You want to awake from the sleep, the slumber that so many of us are in over this abortion holocaust? You want to awake and you want to awaken others? I'll give you another website, lookatabortion.org. Take a look at it. Challenge those who think that it's a good thing, who think it's okay, who are asleep about the Holocaust we are in. Look at abortion.org. see the broken bodies of these babies and challenge those who support abortion to describe what they defend and to show people what they think is a right. Awake, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Not only awaken to the evil that abortion does to the baby, awake once and for all to the fact that there is nothing more destructive of women's health. There is nothing more destructive of the family than abortion. From the physical impact, the bleeding and the infection and the perforations of the uterus and the scarring that can then lead to infertility or that can lead later on to pelvic inflammatory disease and all kinds of pain that can lead then later to problems in pregnancy of future children, an increase in preterm births, the physical complications that ultimately can lead to an increase in autoimmune diseases and in breast cancer, abortion, the physical and the emotional impact, the loss of self-esteem, the inability to have sexual relations, the inability to bond to later children, the increase of poverty among women, the increase in divorce. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. There is nothing more destructive of women's health than abortion. And we live amidst the deception that somehow this is women's health care. Awake, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. If you claim to be a believer in God, if you claim to be a Christian, there is no way that you can allow, support, tolerate, justify, or be passive about this ongoing Holocaust amidst which you and I are living right now. There is no way we can be silent about it. There is no way we can say, oh, this is none of my business. Because we, if we are believers in God, if we are believers in the Bible, if we are followers of Christ, we are following one who said, I am the life. I have come that they may have life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection and the life. How can one who believes in Christ not believe in life? And if we believe in life, how can we not oppose death and violence and therefore abortion? How can we, who say we believe in God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, acknowledge that he created us in his own image and likeness and then slap him in the face by aborting those children or just standing by passively when others are aborting those children? Awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead. You are the believer in the God of life. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life. We believe that Christ died for us to bring us life. How can God, who took our human nature upon himself and who said, I will sit you on my throne, be indifferent when that same human life and human nature is being thrown in the garbage by abortion? How can we credibly announce the gospel to the world and say that God has come to lift you up to life eternal and then allow that same life to be trampled underfoot, literally dismembered and thrown in the medical waste? How can it be? Awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Brothers and sisters, we believe in the God of the Scriptures, who talks about justice, intervention to help the helpless, who says that I have set you free, who set his people free from slavery in Egypt, who set his people free from sin and death by the death of the God made man on the cross. How can he then not expect us to intervene for those who rely on us to save their lives? He says it so clearly in Moses and in the prophets. He talks about the care for the helpless. He spoke to it in this gospel passage. The rich man did not go to hell because he was rich. The rich man went to hell because he ignored the other man. He ignored Lazarus. He forgot that Lazarus was his brother. And because he neglected him, and because he didn't give him what he needed for his life, he lost his own. He lost his own eternal life. Brothers and sisters, it's the same with us. St. John says in his first letter that if someone has enough of this world's goods, and closes his heart to his brothers and sisters in need, the love of God cannot survive in him. And so I appeal to you, awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead. Christ will give you light. We are living in the midst of a Holocaust, and unless we intervene to save the lives of these children, and we do so today, and we no longer tolerate this lie, this deception, this Holocaust of abortion, the love of God cannot survive in us. If it's true to say that the love of God cannot survive in us if we don't give someone what they need as far as a drink of water or a meal or some clothing on their back and a roof over their head, how much more is it true to say the love of God cannot survive in us if we allow them to be killed by abortion? Awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Father Abraham said to the rich man when he was in torment, you have other brothers that are not paying attention to their brothers and sisters in need? They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. Because Moses said in the law, you shall not kill. The prophet said you have to care for the downtrodden. Let them listen to them. And brothers and sisters, you and I have Moses, the prophets, the gospels, and the church. We have Jesus Christ. We have even more than they did. There is no excuse. There is no excuse for us saying, oh, but this is none of our business. Oh, it's our business. Because ours is the business of love. When someone else is in danger or in need, it's our business to intervene and help them and save them. It's the business of love. This is not somebody else's child, somebody else's choice. This is your brother, your sister who is in danger. I am privileged to be in the leadership of this national movement to end abortion, this pro-life movement. And I have been privileged to interact with some of the greatest people who have risen to the occasion, who have stepped up and who have done what St. Paul says in this first reading to the Ephesians, expose the works of darkness. And that's what we're doing in this movement. We are exposing the reality of abortion to those who do it, to those who tolerate it, to those who vote for people who keep it legal. And it's time for all of us today to awake more than we have ever done before. Brothers and sisters, this is the moment now to join with voices like Evangelist Alveda King, who is part of our ministry at Priests for Life and who declares, as her uncle Martin Luther King Jr. did, the civil rights, the equality of the dignity of every human life. And she says the civil rights movement of today is the pro-life movement. It is time for us to arise with people like Dr. Bernard Nathanson, whom I was privileged to know, who helped start the abortion industry, but then became a pro-life Christian, a Catholic, and said that this was the greatest evil he had ever unleashed, and called us all to fight to overturn it, to rise up with people like Norma McCorvey, the very Jane Roe of Roe versus Wade, whom I was privileged to lead into the Catholic Church. And she became pro-life, and she rejected that very decision that bears her name. This is the moment for us to arise with everybody who understands that we cannot love God if we don't love our neighbor. This is the moment for us to arise and say no more. Never again. Because abortion has taken more lives than any Holocaust, than any genocide of our entire human history. It is time for us to arise and say never again. No more. We will not tolerate this for one more day. We will not tolerate a single additional life being taken or a single additional mother or father or family being wounded. We will do absolutely everything we can to bring an end and to expose, as Paul tells us, this evil work of darkness called abortion. Let me conclude with the words I've already said. There is nobody who ever has to feel that abortion is their only option. And there is nobody who ever has to feel that the abortion they had is unforgivable. We are on your side. We are not against you. We are with you. Just as Almighty God says to us all, I am with you. We are with you. We're not pointing fingers of condemnation. We're extending hands of mercy, of help, and of hope to those who feel they must have an abortion. Give the child to us. Come to us. You are not alone. We will help you raise that child. Or, if you can't, we will take that child and make sure he or she has a loving family. Come to us. You are not alone. This is not the moment for despair, but for hope. For those who feel they must have an abortion, for those who already have done so, and for all the rest of us who may have been asleep for years, for decades, who may have been asleep to this ongoing Holocaust and to what we can do to stop it, today is the day. Awake, O sleeper. Arise from the dead. Christ will give life to you, and he will give life to our unborn brothers and sisters. Amen.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.